What's good? What's popping? It's your boy Dr. Vontae coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. I know I didn't post a topic for today, and I apologize. Throughout the week, I got busy doing some other projects and working on other things, so that is my fault. I dropped the ball, but we are here. Today, we are going to be talking about seasonal depression. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just like what that means for me, kind of, you know, my history on seasonal depression. Now, I know there is a thing called, seasonal something disorder, seasonal affective disorder. Seasonal affective disorder, I think is what it's called. There's like a whole bunch of definitions, not a whole bunch, but there's like a definition behind it, what it really is. I'm just going to go ahead and say, I ain't been diagnosed with that shit, but I mean, I know that I kind of have seasonal depression just because, like, a lot of the time around this time, not every single year, but around this time, most years, you know, shit hits the fan. And so I'm also kind of realizing out loud to myself too, like, can we really call it seasonal if it happens throughout the year? You know, but I will say for what 2020 had to offer this year, my depression throughout the year, number one, has not hit nearly as many times as I thought it would. And number two, has also not, been as severe as it could have been as well. But enough with the rambles and the technicalities. Seasonal depression. For me, so seasonal depression, the seasonal affective disorder, that is kind of like diagnosis, like, are categorized as, you know, depression that hits at the same time every year, right? And a lot of the times it has to do with literally the weather, kind of, and like the season, you know what I'm saying? But I know for me, November, December, throughout my entire life, November, December, for just different reasons, has kind of like been a time of sadness, you know. And this year, I will say it's not as bad. And I think that's just because I've been really good at kind of being grateful and thankful for a lot of things. But, you know, kind of getting into it. December. November, December, it's time for the holidays. You feel me? This is time for people to get together, families to get together, enjoy each other, share laughs, have fun, great food, you know what I'm saying? Share some love and everything like that. And, holidays ain't been kind to your boy lately. And that's really just because, growing up, my family, like, we've had Christmas trees and stuff, and of course, like, celebrated Christmas and had presents and everything. But like, when I got to high school, a lot of that stuff like ceased. And that's just because my parents went through a really big divorce when I was in high school. Now, comparable to other divorces that I've heard, you know, parents go through, this one wasn't that bad, just because, like, my parents, even as, you know, when they did argue and they got upset with each other, like, one thing my parents never did is, like, they never laid hands on each other. Like, my dad's never been physical with my mom never got physical with my dad, which is funny considering my mom comes from a background where, like, she's seen her parents get physical, so that's interesting, huh? Oh shit, I'm putting my mom's business out there, my bad. I'm getting sidetracked, but anyways, like, yeah, It's just one of those things where, yeah, like, they've never gotten physical, but, you know, they went through a really big divorce. They would argue, and there were times where I could hear them argue and go back and forth, and it was never a screaming match, but voices would be raised and tones would be angry. Kind of like once they started going through that divorce, Christmas trees were no longer bought. I should say the Christmas tree was no longer put up, because, I mean, we had a Christmas tree. It would never go up. And then it also kind of became this day of just sadness, bro. Because I mean, I remember there were a few Christmases after the divorce when my mom moved out, and it would just be me and my dad, and I would get invited either Christmas or even Thanksgiving. Like, I would get invited to go hang out with friends, and I would, you know, let my dad, hey pops, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna go hang out with my friend, and they invited me to come over, so I'm just gonna go over there for a little bit, and then, you know, I'll come back. And it would always, dude, it would always be the same thing of like, oh, so you're gonna go hang out with your friends, but you're not gonna spend time with your family. All right, for sure. And so, of course, like, yo, dad telling you, oh, so you're choosing your friends over your family, like, I'm inclined to be like, okay, well, oh, well, what's up? Like, you wanna hang out? Let's hang out. And he always hit me with the same thing. Nah, go hang out with your friends. Go hang out with your friends. And I'd be like, nah, pops, like, what's up? Like, you want to hang out with him? And he, nah, listen, Jeff, if you want to hang out with your friends, go hang out with your friends. And, like, so in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And then I go, and he, like, would text me later on and be like, wow, I'm really disappointed in the fact that you really went to go. And it's like, my nigga, what? I said I'll stay here. You said nah, go do it. So I go do it, and now it's an issue. Like, so then I'd be at my friend's house, all sad or irritated or whatever, not even happy, having fun, just the whole time, just like mood ruined. And then I go home, and it's like awkward silence, or like, bro would be like, dinner's on the stove. I already ate. You could put the food away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some weirdo shit. And it just sucked, dude. And I remember specifically there was one time where my dad was like, basically same routine. Hey, pops, somebody invited me. Oh, go hang out with your friend. Nah, pops, I'll stay here. And so I stayed, and I sat down on the couch and like was like, all right, so what's up? Let's watch some movies or something. And like, we sat on the couch and just didn't say anything for hours to each other. And just like, I just sat there bored as fuck. And it just sucked, because it's like, dude, you want to spend time on, or you like, you claim that like, oh, this is the time for family and all this stuff, but it's like, I'll be in my room and you'll be in your room, or you'll be downstairs in the living room, and no plans are made. No plans, you know what I'm saying? There's no plans. It's not like, hey, we're gonna do this at this time. It's never like a, hey, did you want to come, like, did you want to go do something? It would just be like, we're just in the house. But if I leave the house, then it's an issue, even if we had no plans to do anything. And that really just, like, kind of, that, bro, that just really got to me over the years. To the point where I, like, now, my mom this year came to me and was like, hey, like, do you want to, like, decorate? And do you want to do a Christmas tree? And my initial response was just, like, I'm cool. Like, I don't even want the Christmas tree. And that's just because my expectations for holidays are just so low now. The only holiday that I remember where I was like really excited about was 2018. And that was because that was a family holiday for real, if anything. And that's crazy. The only difference between 2018 and all them other years was the fact that I was in a relationship and my dad was in a relationship and everybody was happy. And it's just like, bro, we couldn't be happy with just ourselves. Like, we couldn't just be happy with just like a father, son, you know what I'm saying? Small mini Christmas tree. Hey, dad, I got you a gift. Like, but it was just like 2018 was cool. Like, shared gifts. Like, it wasn't like a big thing. Like, at my house, there was no Christmas tree. But I just remember like that holiday being a good holiday, both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so it's that's just really like got me to the point where I'm excited for my own family eventually in the future, because I want to do holidays big, like not super huge. I mean, I'm a fan of like the houses that have lights on them. I've never cared to do my house crazy like that, but I mean, it'd be cool to have some lights on, you know what I'm saying, on the gutters, or like to have a tree in the house, and maybe even like inside the house kind of decorate. and like have a Christmas tradition. I don't know what the tradition would be, but I mean, it would be cool to have a Christmas tradition. So I know that's something I'm looking forward to. But even like aside from the lack of family unit on Christmas, unfortunately, like there's just been, you know, some periods of death around this time. My bad, I'm over here sipping on my cafe. But yeah, like even before, like I even got into the world, bro. Like my dad's grandmother on my dad's side, but obviously, like, but my dad's grandmother, the year I was born, on Christmas Day, his grandmother passed away. And that was hard for him because, I mean, for like back, you know, going back to my dad's generation, like grandparents back then, they were big mama, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that was his big mama. And so I know that hit him kind of hard. Coincidentally, and you know what I'm saying, like kind of cool, 3 days later, you know what I'm saying, your boy was born December 28th, 1994, year of the dial, you feel me? We're cracking. But yeah, like 3 days later I was born. So I think that kind of like sufficed. No, I don't want to say sufficed because that sounds like it was like mediocre, but I think that kind of made up for it and it kind of enlightened some things up in the world of like my family. But every year it kind of just, I think I have my own little understanding of like the idea and the concept of like one door closes, another door opens, or like where there's death, there's always life. Because she died and then 3 days later I was born. So it's weird because I think my affinity for like just wanting to be really positive and kind of try to bring family together in times like this, when I did want to, it was, I like to look at it as kind of like a connection that I had with my great grandmother who I never got to meet. I feel as if kind of like that spirit lived inside of me, because I've heard stories about how they were and like how they kind of, how she was able to, you know, not bring the family together in a sense of like the family was broken up, but you know what I'm saying, like that was big mama, everybody loved big mama, you know what I'm saying, like she the life of the party. And so I have that want and that need to kind of just be like, let me try to bring people together, let me try to, you know what I'm saying, be the life of the party. You know what? And I think that's something I'm going to do this year is like with my dad, and you know what I'm saying, and his family unit that he has now, because I have two little stepbrothers, and you know, well, I call them my stepbrothers, but him and his girl, they're not married, but I mean, they're going to be together for probably ever. They just, the concept of marriage for them is just not, you know, important. But I think that's something that I really want to work on this year, is just kind of bringing everybody together if I can, because I know the older brother of my two little stepbrothers, he's kind of been doing his own thing and been a recluse, and there's nothing wrong with being a recluse, but when you were a recluse for your like to your family, and it's like, bro, I reach out to you and you don't say anything, your mom's kind of just like, he doing his own thing, and it's just like, you know, this is the time for us to kind of get together for it. But another kind of like reason why the holidays kind of suck for me is just, well, just because, like, you know, I went through a breakup around this time last year, actually. And I will say, let me just disclaimer, like, I'm good, you feel me? Like, I've healed, we're good, we talk, you know what I'm saying, every once in a while, And I think it's safe to say at this point that everybody is happy, you know, with like kind of where they're at. And so, but I just know that for me, that was a pretty big breakup, because of like how much love I had for this person. And it was disappointing for me because of, frankly, I mean, the lack of respect I displayed for this person, regardless of how much love I had for them. And so going through that breakup around this time, along with everything that throughout the years has already kind of like pushed me to be like, this, you know, time of year isn't the greatest, that one hit hard. Coincidentally, when Christmas came around and everything like that, I actually was not depressed. Now, Thanksgiving was depressing. Thanksgiving was depressing. And the beginning of December was depressing. And I remember, just because like, when we broke up, I don't know why I did this, but when we broke up, me and that person, like, I didn't have a car at the time. So like, I had to keep you home on the trolley. So for an hour and a half, I had the same song on repeat. And it's a song from an artist that I really, really love. And I actually really loved the song. But that song just kept playing over and over and over. And it also kind of didn't help that the song is kind of very solemn a little bit. So, if y'all want to hear the song, it's called Atoll by Napalm. Atoll is spelled A-T-O-L-L, or is it A-T-O-L? It's either one L or two L's, but it's on an album called Needle Paw. And so I had that song, I kid you not, I probably listened to it at least 20 some times. And then got home, got in the bed, and listened to it cry. Bro, why did I do that to myself? Bro, I was just in the bed bawling my eyes out. And that was the roughest breakup I had ever been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've only been in my 25 years of living, I've only been in like 4 serious relationships, and out of the 4, that one for sure hit the hardest. But also just because there are a lot of family ties that we had, like her family knew my family, or you know, say she knew my family, I knew her family, and then at least like our moms knew each other. You know what I'm saying? So like, there was just a lot of family ties, and I think a lot of it's because her family would have a lot of gatherings and get-togethers, and I would always go to those get-togethers and gatherings. So I think for me too, it was also just like, I felt this overwhelming rush of like, damn, not only am I now not into this relationship anymore, but like after, like a few weeks after we broke up, it was just like, damn, I can't even go to like your family's house for the holidays anymore. Like, holidays went from being cool and fun, holidays are gonna go back to that whole like, now I'm stuck in the house with my dad, we not, you know what I'm saying, talking and all this other stuff. So that was just a really hard point for me too. But I will say, coincidentally, like I said, after December 14th, things kind of changed around. And that's just because like, I started my lock journey on December 14th because I realized, like, after being in that relationship for so long, and after, you know what I'm saying, kind of going through the initial first few weeks of being heartbroken, crying, being upset, and all that other stuff, wanting to send I miss you texts and everything, like, when December 14th came around, like a few days before that, I had been doing research on locks, and I was just like, bro, I need a change. I was like, I was in this, you know what I'm saying, relationship for so long. Now I need a change. I need something that's going to kind of like kick start this journey for me to get into this journey of growth. And so I had already been growing my hair out for a year prior to that, but, I had just been watching videos of how people, like started their lock journeys and how it was like a spiritual journey for them as well, and how, you know, it was awesome, and they have a greater connection with their hair and this, that, and the other. And I, growing up, I never wanted locks. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, little secret. And this was back when I was in like middle school, maybe even like kind of high school too, but I always thought people that had locks were just dirty. Like, I don't know what it was. I just felt like, cause, and I think it was because I've heard people who had locks at that time, I heard them say like, oh yeah, I don't wash my hair every month. And I'm like, bro, cause for me, I mean, I had short hair, but I was washing my hair once a week, which that's kind of probably maybe a little excessive. I don't know. But yeah, so when the people would be like, yeah, sometimes I go to almost 3 months without washing my hair, I'm like, you're dirty. You're filthy, bro. Like, you haven't washed your hair. Like, do you know how much dirt and grime and stuff is? And so, and a lot of people that didn't wash their hair were like, no, it helps with the lock process because, you know, it like it makes things kind of go faster. So I was under the impression like I had to not wash my hair in order for my locks to flourish, which obviously is not the case because niggas wash their hair once a month. I am in their hair, and even throughout the month, like if I don't necessarily wash it with soap, I'm still getting in there, scratching to get the dirt loose and, you know, letting water run through it. But so I never wanted locks growing up, but you know, December 12th, where I officially was like, you know what, I'm getting locks. I made an appointment and everything, bro. Those were the longest 2 days ever. I felt like a kid on Christmas waiting for it, because I was like, bro, I'm actually doing this. I'm going to get locks. I'm going to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Really excited about it. And so December 14th, I got my starter locks. And when I tell you, I was ecstatic. I was happy. I was bro, couldn't tell me nothing. If you would have thought that I had been had locks for at least 3 years, it was like, yeah, you see them jumps hanging. So I got the locks, and I've been wearing them ever since, and that was really a big catalyst to me kind of growing out of the seasonal depression for that year. For the rest of that year, almost I was good. Almost the rest of that year, you feel me? There were definitely, you know what I'm saying, there were times and moments where, you know, sadness came through and peaked, but for the most part, for the rest of that year, and even for most, like I said, for most of this year, it's just been really awesome as far as growth. And I know for me, like having these locks really just symbolize like the growth that I've gone through within this breakup, the growth that I've gone through through 2020, and the growth that I've gone through to kind of find myself again, because I needed to refocus and realign myself, which is something that I've been doing for the past 2 years. So since 2018, I take time at the end of the year to kind of just realign and refocus myself. For the month of December, I don't necessarily meditate throughout the year, and I mean, that's a whole nother podcast episode, but I don't necessarily meditate. I try not to use the word meditate just because, like I said, that's a whole nother episode. But throughout the month of December, like, I take time to kind of like utilize forms of meditation for myself and like realign my mental and get ready for the new year and prepare. So last year, getting these locks was definitely part of that journey. And then coming into this year, it's just been an awesome moment of like being able to take care of my hair and it grow, and also with it growing, kind of like see myself grow and learn lessons and everything like that. And as I'm speaking, I'm also realizing that this necessarily isn't an episode of seasonal depression, but also kind of just like an episode of how things have kind of gotten me depressed. But I'm like, fuck you, I'm not gonna be depressed. it's, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just been really great being able to go through that journey. And you know, seasonal depression this year it's definitely hit a little bit. I will say no tears have been shed so far. I lied. Tears have definitely been shed a little bit, but you know what I'm saying, that's okay. It's okay for tears to be shed. It's okay for people to cry and stuff. But yeah, it's just different. This year is definitely different. And I mean, we still got some time to go throughout this month, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm just at this point now where, you know, seasonal depression, I feel like, is going to hit in different ways for me. Excuse me. And even at different levels. But I'm good regardless. And I know that, you know, at the end of the day, everything is going to be good. Everything is going to be cool. It's been a long time since I've been depressed and felt as if, you know, things weren't going to change. You feel me? So I will say, throughout the years, depression might hit, but I still understand, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? It's going to get better. It's just a matter of time. I might sit in it for a little bit, but of course, eventually I got to get up off my ass and, like, do some things to kind of make some change. So before I end the episode, before I get off, you feel me? I will say, if anybody needs to talk about anything, if anybody needs, you know, words of encouragement, positive affirmations, if you just need somebody to let you know that they love you, let me go ahead and say I love you. And I appreciate you all for listening and tuning in, whether you're here for the first time or whether you're a returning listener. Bang my line. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Like, I think I've gotten to the point where I understand my purpose in life, and where I might not always be okay, in the moments that I'm okay and in the periods where I am okay, I want to see other people be okay too, and I want to see other people flourish. So if you ever need any type of encouragement or any type of loving on or anything like that, please do not hesitate to hit me. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Instagram, melanin_theory, melanin_theory. And if you have my personal number, bro, bang that. You feel me? Hit me up on my personal. Shoot, if you want to email me devante4141@gmail.com, devante4141@gmail.com. you know what I'm saying? Like, hit me up. There's different avenues to get in touch with me. Utilize me. You feel me? But that being said, really quick, because this is what I'm feeling in my heart, I just want to give a shout out to my motherfucking friends. I love y'all. I just want y'all to know that, and I appreciate y'all. So shout out to Kyler, shout out to Kalia, shout out to Andre, shout out to Kenny, shout out to Dell, shout out to Majene. I haven't even said this in a while. Shout out to Crystal. I don't even know if you listen to my podcast, but if you listen, yo, shout out to you, Crystal. But you know what I'm saying? I love my friends, and I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all mean the world to me, you know what I'm saying? So thank you for being who you are, and thank you for, you know what I'm saying, just being there for me when I need it. I'm just gonna go do it, because special shout out to Kalia. That's my motherfucking dog. That's my A1 since day one. I appreciate you. Like, when I talk about, and I'm gonna end up doing an episode like this one day, but when I talk about soulmates, man, like, I believe you can have more than one type of soulmate. You know what I'm saying? Your romantic soulmate, but I also believe that there are, like, soulmate friendships. Bro, Kalia, the soulmate friendship, for real. That's my godmom for my kids. Her and Kyler are gonna be godparents if they want that responsibility. Her, you know what I'm saying, she is just going to be, you know, in my life forever, and I already know that. So, like, Kalia, I love you. Thank you for being a part of my life. You're an amazing person. Go best friend. That's my best friend. Aside from that announcement, y'all, I asked y'all questions. Y'all have answered. I was talking about series, like, last month, what type of series that y'all want to see. So guess what? For the year of 2020, we about to get into some series. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and lay out the ground rules for y'all right quick. So I don't know exactly what series I'm going to do first, but I do know that I'm going to start a series a brand new series for Melanin Theory starting January 1st. January 1st is the first day of the year, but I mean, coincidentally, it's also a Friday, so I'm like, duh, niggas gotta show out. So we're gonna start a series on January 1st. More details to come probably next month as far as like what the series is gonna be. But anytime I do a series for the month or for the year of 2020 and on, I'm going to do a month-long series. So if the month has 5 weeks in it, then we're gonna have 5 episodes on that one, you know, topic. If the month is only has 4, then obviously 4, and unfortunately for, you know what, y'all ain't finna do Black History Month like that. If there's, for whatever reason, only 3 Fridays in February next year, I'm about to drop an extra episode on an extra day because y'all not finna play my month like that. But yeah, so stay tuned, stay open for that. I'm probably gonna drop another poll as to like what series y'all want to see, so look out for that as well. Podsmas, for those of y'all that listen to Mama Maj at Mama Majism, she's been dropping her Podmas episodes. So I know normally it's only like an episode a week on Mondays. She giving it to y'all rapid fire, boom boom boom, one after the other, honey. So she's already, I think, episode 8 posted yesterday. I'm not gonna lie, listen Maj, I apologize, I'm not gonna front, I've been slacking on this Podsmas, but I'm about to go back and listen to them after I finish recording this episode. So for those of y'all that want to tune into Mama Majism and her Podsmas episodes, you can follow her on Instagram at Mama Majism. That's MAMMAJISM. For those of y'all don't know, that M was for like M for Mike. So go ahead and follow her, hit her up. She's even got a feature where you can like send a voice message and she'll play it during the episode. So if you want to kind of get on that and shout out, do that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna copy her next year because I ain't doing that yet, but she already ahead of the game. So but anyways, this has been Melanin Theory with your boy Jeff Devante. Episode on seasonal depression, but guess what, we beat that shit because it's not even sad. So like I said, hit me up, bang my line, but you already know what it is. Stay awesome, stay positive, most of all, most importantly, stay Black. If you're not Black, please continue to be you and stay dope. Much love, peace. Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Hold the music, you know what I'm saying? So I have an album coming out called Lost Amount of Distraction, and this is the song I want to play for y'all is going to be on that project. I was talking about my dad earlier, and so I figured I wanted to go ahead and share this song. But the song is called Breaking Pains. It's kind of about the relationship dynamic between my dad and I. But let me also disclaimer say, my dad and I now, we're good. You feel me? That's my dude. Like, we're a lot more, we're in a better space, a lot more positive. So I just want to let y'all know, like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't be talking bad about my pops. I must still my daddy. You feel me? But here it is, Breaking Pains. I see where life is headed. Not the path that I expected, but I guess I get it. I made my own decisions, thought process has been embedded. I made my bed to rest, but now my sins just lay in it, stay in it. Conversations of, do y'all talk still? I wish we did, if I could be honest and keep it real. But I'd be damned if I open up, let chemicals spill. I get frustrated when I talk, so I just need to chill. I lied before, I ain't gonna lie, and that's the honest truth. But now my words don't mean diddly, lest it come with proof. Would it fit if I took it off and handed you my shoe? I ain't gonna say there's always good in everything I do, but now I'm good for gaining trust and letting it get misused. People often tell me that perception can be misconstrued. I know this might be rude, but now it's time to break away. We both have been through pain, sorry for problems that it made. I just want us both to keep it real and let you know I'm sorry.
Let's both pick up the pieces so we can heal. So tell me that you're sorry.
I be conversating with my pride, my humbleness be trying to interject. I slide it to the side and tell it me don't disrespect. To get in line and etc. Emotions can get the best of us. I know it has for me. Too many times we coexist within the same space, but I'm ignoring you for weeks. Don't wanna hear your mouth, I wanna hear you say you love me. But now I'm doing wrong and you don't even wanna hug me. That's cool, I'ma pack my things. I know you threatened this before, but I'ma do this on my own accord. Don't worry, cause I'ma leave the keys. It's crazy how we lack rapport and I could easily walk out the door. Never thought this moment would transpire. In life it seems that I'm the spark to constantly build up the rage and fire. Not exactly sure what is you desire, so I'ma exit off the stage before anxiety gets any higher.
I just want us both to keep it real and let you know I'm sorry. Let's both pick up the pieces so we can heal. So tell me that you're sorry. I just want us both to keep it real and let you know I'm sorry. Let's both pick up the pieces so we can heal and tell me that you're sorry.
Magical moments disappear like David Blaine. And now you looking at me different, tell me that I am to blame. Then I switch it up and change gears, now I ain't the same. All the funny laughs and jokes we made seem to be made in vain. After this I'm confident that you won't even have to worry. There will never be one like you, it's bittersweet, kinda scary. I'm nervous cause my vision is blurry without you. My prescription make me see vivid, but through life you guide through. I will admit when times is tough, you are the one I fly to. I pray that after we part always we can start revival. Always remember that this peanut head is thinking of you. And regardless of what was said, I will forever love you. We moving on to better vibes, I thank spiritual father. And the lessons that you have taught are gonna take me farther. Appreciate you for the blessings you provided to me. I hope I make you proud at heart and that with joy and peace.
I just want us both to keep it real and tell you that I'm sorry. Let's both pick up the pieces so we can heal. I'm sorry.